internet,
from the internet
to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
And welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. Yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. It is the 29th of August, the year of our Lord, 2025. And then we are on the brink of Labor Day weekend, so I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Yes, now you have to. We'll go ahead and do the rumble first. And I got some good music queued up for ya. I probably should play another song first. I just realized. I know I queued it up here somewhere. Yeah. Okay, I'll try to find it. Stop playing. Let's see. I queued up about 50 songs just for the podcast, so I hope you enjoy them. Oh, there it is. Scroll that up. I'm going to play that one first. That one's going to be played for the D. And then I should probably play this one with it. I haven't played Jimmy Allen in forever, so I'm going to play a couple Jimmy Allen songs for you. Really good music. I had an idea for a future in broadcasting. My real name is Stephen Roy, by the way. Maybe I could be Cowboy Roy. I think a cowboy hat would look great with my mustache, which is definitely Old West. But I don't know. I just don't want to be all hat, no cattle, right? So you're all hat if you don't have cattle. So I really don't want to do that, but I probably would if it meant a sellout for a broadcasting job, right? There you go. It'd be a sellout. Anyway, let's go ahead and do the rumble. Take a little drink of my sparkling water. Little burp. Take my headphones off. Here we go. It is time once again for the Stephen Roy Rumble. I am he. It is August 29th, the year of our Lord, 2025, and it's great to be with you here again. I wanted to talk for a few minutes about this crazy bastard. I'm sorry, I don't know how else to say it. The crazy kid, yes, you're a kid if you're 20 or whatever. If you're 20 years old, sorry, you're a kid, okay? I can say that because I'm 59. So to someone who's even 30 or mid-30s, I'm an old man, right? Well, it's true, as you get older, you get wiser. And I have certainly experienced enough life to give advice. Now, I probably shouldn't give relationship advice, but I know when I see crazy, and that young man was crazy. The craziest thing that he said was, I'm tired of being trans. Okay, so you shoot up a church because you're tired of being trans. That makes sense. Hey, dumbass, how about you shot yourself and not children? How about that? Huh? I mean, am I supposed to pretend? Let's pretend. Am I supposed to pretend that's okay? It's not okay, crazy man. And you trying to tell me that with all those weapons, his mother didn't see what was going to happen? Oh, she's not cooperating with police. She's lawyered up because you know that she is culpable. You know what that word means? She's an accessory to murder for inaction. Now look.
I saw a Dr. Drew, and this is a disclaimer in my own defense. I saw a Dr. Drew yesterday on the Chris Salcedo show. And he does treat people that have gender dysphoria. And if treated properly, they can transition and have a normal existence in the new sex, right? So I don't want you to think I'm belittling somebody because they've transitioned. Absolutely the opposite. Okay? Now, personally, I don't think God made a mistake when he created you. But yes, there have been mutations where you're born with both genitals, for example. I also don't think it's a parent's or doctor's responsibility to choose your sex at birth. It should be your choice when you're an adult. Likewise, I think it's criminal for this mother to have authorized chemical castration or even HRT. I know what HRT is. I know what SRS is. I'm not going to pretend like I understand what they're going through. However, the young man feels like he was brainwashed. He said it in his own writing. I was brainwashed. I feel terrible. I allowed myself to be brainwashed. Maybe, son, it would have been wiser for you to detransition than go cray-cray. I blame our society as much as I blame him for the crime that he committed. Why? Because our society, our leftist idiot media, celebrates these people that have shot up schools, shot up a Christian school, shot up a movie theater. He mentioned that person by name. And, you know, these people... I have a list of all the shootings that have happened recently by people that are trans. Okay? Are you going to try to tell me that's just a coinkydink? That these mass shootings are being committed by people that are trans? You cannot give puberty blockers to a young man. Those are the same drugs that they use to chemically castrate criminals so that they don't, for example, commit crimes as a pedo, okay? That's right. I'm talking about chemical castration to prevent pedophilia. Now, I remember a case a few years ago where a young man begged to be given chemical castration drugs because he knew when he got out of prison, he was going to do a pedo act again. And you know what happened? A judge ruled that was cruel and unusual punishment. Okay, let me get this straight. The man voluntarily asked that he receive chemical castration drugs that would prevent him from desiring children when he gets out of prison. Okay, that's not okay. That's cruel and unusual punishment. But you will force parents, like in Nasty Fornia, to have their kids get a gender affirmative care, right? Tampon Timmy the pedo, and he is a pedo. Why? Tampon Timmy in Minnesota Stan was fired from his teaching job because he had an inappropriate relationship with a young man who was an exchange student from China. That's a pedo, okay? You can call it an inappropriate relationship, but he molested a child. That's called statutory rape. That's what it is. So, why is it okay to give children these medications that chemically castrate them? And take children away from parents in Nasty Fornia because they don't want their children to be given these drugs that F them up for life? Look, do the research yourself. Tens of thousands of people have regretted transitioning. Tens of thousands. It used to be if you had gender dysphoria, you had to undergo treatment for a year, 2 years, before you could get gender-affirming care. Why? Because you need the proper psychological counseling before you do this. Not because on a whim you think it's cool to transition from a boy to a girl, or vice versa. Let's get one thing straight. Studies have proven it's less than 1% of our population that want to transition. So why are celebrities having three children that are all three transitioning from a boy to a girl? Do you think that's a coincidence? If less than 1% of our population, oh, but you have three children and 100% of your children are transitioning? Do you think that's a bit odd? Yes, it is. Yes, it is odd. So, if you want to transition, I'm not going to judge you. God bless you. You do you. I'll do me. But do me a favor. How about you become passable? No, you got a beard, right? You got a beard and hair on your chest, but you dress up like a girl, and then you think it's odd when you get strange looks? I dare say Ms. Blair White doesn't get strange looks because she looks like a woman, okay? When I look at Blair White, I see a woman. I don't see a man in a dress. I see a woman. So, everyone who was complicit in what they did to this young man, who was obviously mentally disabled, yes, he had definite mental issues, okay? So you give him puberty blockers, HRT, psychotropic drugs. What do you think that's going to do to you mentally? Don't you think that's going to mess you up? Yes, it's going to mess you up. He wanted to detransition, but he felt guilty. He said the only thing that made him feel like a woman was his long hair. That's it. He said, I have pretty long hair. He liked that, but he didn't like anything else about the fact that he was transitioning. So there's no excuse for the crime he committed. He is a murderer, a psycho. That's right. Psychopath murderer to go after children. And there's one reason why he shot up that church, because it's a soft target. Do you know that church requested funding to be able to have security, to have security patrols around the church? Minnesota got something like $50 million to enhance school security. Guess how much money they gave the church? Oh, it's a Catholic church. Catholic and Christian churches probably got nothing. Nada. Zero. Niet. So guess what? Tampon Timmy the Pedo for giving that church, that Annunciation School, zip, is an accessory to murder. Yes, you are Tampon Timmy the Pedo. And that Mayor Frey, whatever his name is. Yeah. You should fry Frey. Because you did not protect your citizens. Do you know that the Minnesota Police Department, the Minneapolis Police Department today, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, has 60% less officers before they defunded the police? How do you think they patrol? Now, I've heard talk that the police were slow to respond when 911 calls started coming in. Oh, I guarantee you, the adults and kids in that church had phones, they had cell phones, and they made me 911 calls. And guess what? This crazy man boarded up the doors, right? He barricaded the door to keep them in the church so he could kill them. Now, the door was locked, but he barricaded the door so they couldn't get out. Yes, he did. They locked the door for every mass. That's all I'm going to say about that. And I know there's more that I have posted on the tweeter that I'll be able to tell you about. So let's go to the tweeter. That's X at Stephen Roy Radio is where you can find me. Just like, let's see how many people have joined me now. I know it's over 8,500. 8,508 people. So thank you for joining me. If you've joined me recently on the X, you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. Have you ever seen the videos from SB Mowing? You can find SB Mowing on the Twitter, and I know he's on YouTube. Well, his videos have become so popular that he was able to offer more and more yard clearing, yard mowing to people with just terrible yards. So he drives around and he finds a yard that's completely overgrown, like weeds, 3, 4, 5, 6 feet tall, and he clears their property. He clears the driveway, the sidewalks that are like gone. He finds where the sidewalk is, he cuts the edge of the sidewalk, uses a shovel to scrape like this much dirt and grass that has grown over the sidewalk. That's pretty awesome. So check it out at SB Mowing. He doesn't sponsor the show, but his videos are very cool. You may have seen them before when he mows yards for people. Did you hear that the Dallas Cowboys have traded Micah Parsons? They are going to suck so bad this year. Their best pass rusher, and they've traded him because of a contract dispute. Now, mind you, they still signed Dak Prescott to a $100 million contract, and he's not a good quarterback. The reason the Dallas Cowboys suck is because they have the worst ownership in the National Football League, in the NFL. And guess what the number one sports franchise for income is in the United States? What is the number one income-producing sports franchise in the United States? The Dallas Cowboys. And yet they suck because they have bad ownership, making bad decisions. We'll see how the new coach is, but I guarantee you that the owners, the Jones family, is not good, and the Cowboys are going to suck. Well, when that decision happened, Michael Irvin, ripped Jerry Jones for this decision, and I'm glad he did, because he's right to. And this is what I wrote. I wrote, I am a Chiefs fan. First, Patrick Mahomes played here for Texas Tech, here in West Texas, and he hasn't forgot where he came from. He was there when Texas Tech was at the softball national championship. He comes back to Lubbock, to Texas Tech. Has not forgotten where he came from. He donated several million for the new football facility. It's the largest football facility in Division I football. The largest. They spent something like, $100 million in closing Jones Stadium. They built a new south end zone. It's absolutely beautiful. So now Jones Stadium is a bowl. And they also built a sky bridge over to the new football facility, which I'm sure is completed now. It's huge. I walked by it when they were still working on it last season, and it is huge. I wrote, I am a Chiefs fan. First, Patrick Mahomes played here in West Texas. I said, we really enjoyed the Monday night football game at Arrowhead Stadium last October. Now, if you haven't been to Arrowhead Stadium, when you watch it on TV, you have no idea how amazing it is. When the whole crowd, 85,000 fans, are going, oh, it is the whole stadium. Oh, I mean, it was awesome. And then every play that the Chiefs are on defense, the entire stadium stands up. Oh, the whole stadium. I've never heard anything like it. It's awesome. Now, Dee said she shouldn't have brought earplugs. We were in the 20th row on the 50-yard line on the visitor side. We had great seats. And I never felt unsafe in the stadium, even with New Orleans Saints fans, you know, not far from us, around us. And some of those are quite dedicated. I saw one guy at a hotel across the street from Arrowhead that had his whole body painted in gold paint. His head, his hands, and then he had a gold suit on. And that's a dedicated fan right there. And we went to that hotel to get an Uber back to our hotel, which was not easy after the game. So I said we really enjoyed Chiefs Monday Night Football at Arrowhead last October. Second, it's not difficult to be a Chiefs fan because of the Cowboys' suckage, because they suck. I don't know how else to say it, but it's the truth. Now, I have respect for the Cowboys. I'd like to go to a Cowboys game if it wasn't the most expensive stadium on the planet to go see a game at. Do you know that that stadium holds something like 100,000 people, but there's only 65,000 seats? That's the same as Jones Stadium. They expect the other 35,000 to stand. Yeah, you can buy the cheapest ticket to stand and not even have a seat to watch the game. Now, I talked to a gentleman that came out to look at the roof here at the house because of hail damage, and he said, if you could sit in the rafters all the way at the top of the stadium, and it's still like $150 a ticket. So if you have good tickets, you're going to pay hundreds of dollars. It's like $50 to park. Everything, it's expensive. It's the most expensive stadium in the National Football League. More videos that I posted of this gentleman. I saw Aaron Lewis on Tucker Carlson. Now, I don't follow Tucker Carlson's ex anymore, since he went after Ted Cruz and said, where in the Bible does it say that we should you know, have regard for Israel? Well, I quoted on the ex in the book of Genesis, where it says that, and it says throughout the Bible, there's several places where it says Israel is the chosen people. Right? But they're the chosen ones. Talks a lot about Jews and Gentiles. Right? A Gentile is a non-Jew, like me. I'm Christian, but I'm not Jewish. And so you should have respect. It also talks in the Bible about how if you're an anti-Semite, if you're a Jew hater, that you will be condemned to hell. Yes, that's right. I'm paraphrasing, I know. But anyway, I mention all this because on Tucker Carlson, he had Aaron Lewis, who used to be the lead singer for Stained, and now he's a country music singer. And he talked a lot about the country music business and how it works with radio stations. And then I posted his song, Aaron Lewis's, you gotta hear it, That Ain't Country. And he's talking about how country music isn't what it used to be. It's not. There are some good new country artists. I play them here on the show, on the Stephen Roy podcast. I play their music, and I play classics too. Like today, I'm going to play some what you would consider to be classic country today. But what Aaron Lewis talked about makes sense to me now. You know, I've been trying to get back into broadcasting, but you know what? I don't have enough experience for a major market, but that's the only place that I can make a decent living. I don't have enough experience according to them, right? I've been broadcasting for 25 years. I have plenty of experience broadcasting. I had a television show that was in 30 different cities. Okay? I've done television. If you're watching me here, this is essentially television, right? And I've been doing radio since I started doing this show on Radio Free Dish Nuts. Thanks to Dish Nut Pat and the Dish Nuts for broadcasting this show. And that was like early 2002. So started broadcasting in 1999. Doing my television show, Tech Stuff, your show about technology. I used to do another show in a couple different towns in the San Gabriel Valley called Steve TV. What will he do next? That sound about right? It does, doesn't it? So I do have television experience. I only worked 3 years in full-time radio. I know how to run a radio station from that experience. I was taught a tremendous amount by the general manager at the first radio station I was at in Sitka, Alaska. I learned so much, and we doubled the income of that radio station. So in a small market, I could do everything. The only thing I don't want to do is sales. Not because I can't sell to a client, but because I don't want to work on commission. Because I did that in Alaska, and I don't want to do that again. So that's, I have to be salaried, right? Or hourly even, but it's going to have to be a good salary, or why would I change jobs? My day job now, I've been at for almost 20 years. At the end of the year, it'll be 20 years that I've been with this company. I'm not just going to change jobs and make nothing. When I took my first full-time radio job, I went from making like $50,000 or $60,000 a year in 2003 to $24,000 a year in Southeast Alaska. Gee, I don't know why that didn't work out. Most of my income was from sales. And when I asked for more, like for example, I was running the radio stations. We had two radio stations. I was essentially running them since a general manager had taken on another market and he was never there. So I was running the stations, making $500 a month for the morning show. And the rest was commission from sales. So, do you think I needed a little bit more to work in Southeast Alaska? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, I digressed. This is a, if you see this video that I posted on the X, at Stephen Roy Radio, French Laundry Gabby, the governor of Nastifornia, is worried that illegals will be afraid to vote because of ICE. Surely he knows illegal aliens can't vote, right? You can't vote in an election if you're an illegal alien because you're not a citizen. So you can't vote. You sure as heck can't vote in a national election if you're an illegal alien because you're not a citizen. Okay? Now, I admit our immigration system is messed up. However, if you are an illegal alien, you will be deported. This is terrible. We can't deport people. Yeah, what if you're a criminal? They just found a convicted pedophile in a daycare center in California. A convicted pedo taking care of kids in a daycare center in California. Handling kids every day. Gee, that's not illegal or anything. You know, back in the day, I worked for a cable company. I don't even remember the name of the company. I think it was Marks Cablevision. It doesn't even exist anymore. They had somebody call in and tip off the cable company that this man was convicted pedo. Guess what? He was. And when they found that out, they fired him. This service technician was going into people's homes, and he's a convicted pedo. You know, back in those days, they didn't do background checks. First time I ever received a background check is when I went to work for this company in the end of 2005. So that's probably something that only became common in the telecommunications industry probably 20 years ago. This woman on TikTok, this woman, see her face? Let's make her famous or infamous. This woman on TikTok says the children at the Christian school deserve to be shot because they probably didn't accept and affirm the trans shooter's identity. See, the kid used to go to that school. If that's a reason why kids should be shot, because they didn't want him to go to a Catholic school? Do we even know that to be true? Have no idea. But my observation was this. This is stage 4 TDS. The terminal wasting disease of TDS. What is that? Talked about it on a previous show. We had 111 people watch that, according to the Rumble. I'm sure it was hundreds more. If your brain is totally consumed with hatred because of President Trump, you have Trump derangement syndrome. Now, what is stage 4? Stage 4 is the point at which your brain is so whacked out, you're like, "Rah!" That's stage 4 of TDS. And yes, it will be terminal. Your brain will rot from within because of the hate that you are consumed with. Now, the best thing I heard about this tragedy that happened at the Annunciation School in Minneapolis came from a Catholic priest. And you know what he said? He said, the problem with our society today is that they're removing God. They're removing God from our nation, from these children's lives. So what were these children doing when they were shot? They were in a mass praying to God. Was that their crime? They were murdered. You know how many Christian churches have been destroyed, for example, in Africa? Churches have been burned in Ukraine. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church, like the Armenian Orthodox Church, these are Christian churches, and they're being destroyed in Ukrainistan. Russia is destroying churches. China is burning churches to the ground. And their crime? They're Christian. They worship Jesus Christ, just like me. So what we need in this country is more faith, is more light from heaven, is more God, not less. So if you believe in nothing, what do you believe in? Do you worship the government? So that's what dictatorships want you to do. That's what communists and socialists want you to do. They do not want you to worship God. That is why they do not want priests or pastors preaching from the pulpit. They don't want synagogues. They don't want the rabbi preaching to you. They want you to get all your information from the state. They want you to worship the state. That's why there is no God in these dictatorships, because they don't want you to seek a higher power for the truth. And the truth will set you free. Have you heard that? Yes. Who is the light, the truth, and the way? Jesus Christ. That's right. I'm not going to preach to you, because I'm not going to judge you. Let he is without sin cast the first stone. That's certainly not me. Believe me, I'm certainly not without sin. I pray for these children. I have prayed for these children and their families that they've had to go through this tragedy. It's just absolutely horrific. Absolutely horrific. I'll leave you with a funny. This is funny. It's a meme, but it's funny. Rumors are circulating that the leftist idiot child, AOC, is planning a run for president with Wiggy Jazzy Crockett. And I just think that's awesome. They're gonna run. The leftist idiot child, AOC, is president, and Wiggy Jazzy is vice president. Democrat voters are calling it the dream ticket. Well, I got a news flash from your Uncle Steven. That is the dream ticket for all Americans, because you will lose in the hugest landslide in American history. Yes, you will. All right, that's going to do it for me today. I hope you have enjoyed the Rumble this week. Hey, you have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Yes, now you have to. All right, let's continue on with the Stephen Roy podcast. I got some good music queued up for that. And since we're already 33 minutes into the show, that's probably going to do it for me today. You can hear less Stephen, more good tunage for the rest of the show. But first, I want to play this song for Dee. Because I told her that when I saw Dee on our first date, April 13th, 2022, I saw you first.
Spurs like a bear on a stick. tuxedo shoulder. Christ, what's she doing then? She could be dancing with me. She stirs the ice in a glass with her elegant finger. I wanna be what she's drinking. Yeah, I just want to be.
God, RFD.
Heard Kylie on a movie just recently where she was forced to sing this over and over again. And then one of my followers posted this video. Kylie Minogue. Out of my head.
Thank you.
just flesh and bone, heart and soul, and I've earned a couple scars. I've lived once in a lifetime kind of things slide right out of my arms. I struck out, I've been knocked down more times than I can count, but that don't matter now. 'Cause when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm not the man I was before you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, oh, 'cause girl, you know I'm not. But I'll love you with everything I got. Girl, I'll give you my best shots. Saw a spark inside of me that no one else could find. Your good morning eyes, they get me high. Girl, you're always on my mind. 'Cause when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out of California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm not the man I was before you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, oh, 'cause girl, you know I'm not. But I'll love you with everything I got. Girl, I'll give you my best shot. When I saw you for the first time, I knew I found amazing grace. It's like angels singing every time I hear your. Smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm not the man I was before you. When you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm better than I was before you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, oh, God knows I'm not. My best shot. I'm gonna give you. I'll give you my best shot.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Baby, with your pretty blue eyes, it was driving me crazy. And the tiny little thoughts that were so amazing, they were looking at me. I held open the car to fold you, then you climbed inside and slid on over to the other side. I thought, my oh my. Tomorrow, but I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow the Jake's Mustang, his favorite car, so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck Romeo, all I wanna do is hold you close and steal a little more time. Is that such a crime? Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. Come on and meet me in the backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing. Out of your window while I was sleeping. You know I need.
driving with trees, it's a good thing. I tell me I'm not dreaming.
Spare a few dollars for a tired old woman?
Yeah, I actually just finished cooking dinner. Would you like to come inside?
Yes.
Go, you can grab a seat right there.
Thank you.
And this something for you. It's not much, but here you go.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Whew. It's kind of warm in here. You, my boy, are so kind.
Thank you.
And you're kind of cute, too. I have a little something for you. Here it is. A magic wand that will help you fulfill your every dream and fulfill your heart's desires. With the flick of the wrist, poof! Practice a bit. And remember, have yourself a little fun. Goodbye.
Weird. Oh my gosh. It works.
Long legs, cut off jeans, pulling me in like a magnet. Your eyes locked on me, I knew right then I had to have you. Right here in the middle of the floor, this hole in a wall on a back street, I knew I had to get close to you. Girl, what's your name, what you drinking? Yeah, what's your favorite song? If you're thinking what I'm thinking, we ain't gonna be in this bar too long. We'll be sneaking on out to your car, stealing kisses out there in the dark. Yeah, it might be too soon to say I love you, but you're gonna make me want to. Soft hands touching on me, lighting me up like a bonfire. Your lips are making me think this is gonna be an all-nighter. Right here in the middle of the crowd, you're the center of the world on a bar stool. Oh yeah, I had to get close to you, girl. What's your name, what you drinking? Yeah, what's your favorite song? If you're thinking what I'm thinking, we ain't gonna be in this bar too long. We'll be sneaking on out to your car, stealing kisses out there in the dark. Yeah, it might be too soon to say I love you, but you're gonna car, car, car.
stealing kisses out there in the dark, dark, dark.
Girl, what's your name? What you drinking? Yeah, what's your favorite song? If you're thinking what I'm thinking, we ain't gonna be in this bar too long. We'll be sneaking on out to your car, stealing kisses out there in the dark. Yeah, it might be too soon to say I love you, but you're gonna make me want.
Farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign. 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres, the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? Lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of highway.
I used to live like a rebel, didn't want to behave. Thought a wretch like me could never be saved. But everything changed. I remember the day when I heard him calling my name. Like a stolen by the gray robber, pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water, brought me back to life. One more stone rolled away, one more sin, I've been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer, all because of that gray.
find right.